produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, just asking you once more, Lord God, to hear the cries of your servant children, Lord God. Lord, to just keep your arms wrapped around them, Lord God, and just allow them to know that they are not alone and you are forever with them. And just to cover each and every one under the sound of my voice and those that watched or listen to the replay, Lord God, in your precious name. Amen. So great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Great, amazing day to each and every one of you. I am super excited to be here with you here on today to talk about a topic that is sometimes, you know, that many shy away from. And so this month is Mental Health Month. And so I want to share with you about a mental crisis from a Christian standpoint. And so oftentimes many of us, we may think because we're Christians and the fact that, you know, we cling to God and we go to church and we read our Bibles, that some things in life just won't hinder us or to come to us. And so just want to let you know that you are not alone, that there are different resources that are out there in your cities, your communities, in your countries that, you know, definitely to take some time to tap into. And the blessing of the internet and social media can definitely help you to reach more resources far beyond where you are. And so definitely keep that in mind. And so when we think of mental health and illnesses and things of that, you know, it's certain things that you definitely want to look for in the midst. So maybe it may not be you, right? Maybe it may be, you know, a loved one that is going on with, you know, these mental things that's going on. And so mental health includes our emotions, our physical, our social well-being. It also affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It is also a help to determine how we handle our stress related to others and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of our lives, from childhood, our adolescence, all the way through adulthood. And so, you know, this is something that is something that, as you can see, that happens over the course of life. And many factors contribute to mental health problems. Some of them include biological factors such as gene and brain chemistry, life experiences and such as trauma and abuse that we have dealt with, also family history of mental problems. And so sometimes, you know, getting to the root of it, of where did these things stem from, right? Early warning signs that you definitely want to be mindful of, whether it's in you or in that loved one that you're looking for or looking, you know, that may have some of these things, is that they're eating or sleeping is too much or too little. They're pulling away from people that are usually active. They have low or no energy at all. They're feeling numb and or like nothing matters to them. They have unexplained aches and pains and feeling helpless and hopeless. Sometimes they could be smoking, drinking, or maybe even using drugs or some sort. Feeling unusual, confused, forgetful, on the edge, angry, upset, worried, yelling or fighting, and also experiencing those mood swings and having persistent thoughts and memories you can't get out of your head. And so if that's you, then definitely stay tuned and definitely take some of these notes down that you can be a blessing, right? Because we all have a piece of the puzzle to help someone. And when in doubt, you know, it's okay to pray for others and things like that. But sometimes it really takes professionals that are here that they definitely need to reach out to get the help that's needed. And so it's okay to not be okay. And so that's the point that I definitely want to get across, that it's okay to not be okay. It is good to recognize that there is a problem, right? So first they have to really recognize that there is a problem, and denial may keep you stuck or keep them stuck in the situation that they're in. And so, you know, oftentimes we want to propel people into the direction that we want them to go at that time, but we have to realize that trauma and different things have happened. And so we have to sometimes tread lightly, but we also want to get the help for that loved one or ourselves that's really, really needed, right? And maybe it's a loved one that you really can't discuss and talk with this about, and maybe even getting that journal and writing it out and writing out your thoughts, right? Don't believe everything you think. And so oftentimes the mind is such a terrible playground. I'm sure many of you have heard that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And so breaking all negative thoughts, processing is important, right? You got to get out of that stinking thinking. And so sometimes maybe even listening to positive podcasts, getting around people that are positive that can help to propel your mood into a different mindset is super important to definitely to do that, because taking time, and I know sometimes that depression and things may set in, and oftentimes we contend to ourselves and don't want to be around someone because we don't want someone to feel pity for us. We don't want someone to, so to say, to think that you're just looking for attention. You're just trying to navigate through the things that you can't seem to embody or, you know, control. And it's not yours to control, right? And so that's why it's so important to get the help that you deserve. And so that's my point number three, is you deserve to get help, right? And sometimes we look at the person that has done certain things to us as giving us the help that we need of getting that closure. And sometimes that person may no longer be around, or the fact that you know that you're not going to get the justification that's deserved. And so sometimes we have to make sure that we are okay in the midst. So you are important. You're needed, as well as your love. And guess what? If no one has ever told you that they love you, I truly love all of my listeners out there at the Nurture by Natasha Radio. I greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in. And I want to let you know that you deserve to get the help, the counsel, and even the medication that's needed to get you through this. When you pray and you ask God to put the right people in your life, guess what? He will send help and encouragement your way. And so the fourth thing that I want to share with you is, don't feel ashamed to get the help or medication that's needed. It's super important to get the help, right? So that you can begin to gain the keys back to your castle. And your castle that I'm referencing to is your temple. Your temple that I'm referencing to. And so, you know, we all go through something. And so when seeking medical help, you know, you shouldn't deny yourself of getting the help that you need. Sometimes it's not going to all come out the way that it needs to be, but they are the professionals, right? And so it's super important to definitely to take the time to do that. And so sometimes we can be slow to become angry. And so I want to share with you a scripture in the book of Proverbs. I love the book of Proverbs. There's so many wonderful short stories that's in the book of Proverbs. And if you read the book of Proverbs, I'm sure you can find something in your life that tailors to you. And so Proverbs chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. A wise man fears the Lord and shun evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. A quick-tempered man does foolish things, and a crafty man is hated. And so I believe that God gives us the ability to be angry and some of the things that we go through, and it's okay, right? We certainly saw Jesus exercising anger in the marketplace when he turned over the tables. You may want to be cautious of how you exercise your anger. There is a place for it. However, being hot-headed means spiritual or cruel are not the ways we want to express it. Instead, when you feel angry, try to take time out, get some clarity, and let your anger cool down and then decide how you want to deal with it. Keep in mind that love is patient, love is kind, and it's not easily angered. And so as you can see, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 5. And so in the book of Proverbs, it stated it as well as in the book of Corinthians. And so it's super important to be slow to become angry, right? We want to be angry. And I understand that oftentimes that, you know, things are out of your control and we get angry at the things that people said or the things that people have done to us. And so you got to trust God even more. Trust God even more, even in the midst of all the things that may be going on, that there is too light at the end of the tunnel for you so that you can rest your weary mind of the things that may be going on. And so in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's the best part of that scripture that I love. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And so oftentimes we try to take matters into our hands of what we feel that the other person would say if we told a loved one of what was going on or what may have been happening to us maybe recently or years past. And so trusting the process. If we place our faith in God, we can be assured that he will lead the way. He will guide us and show us where he wants us to go. We need to be active and plan, but we need to seek comfort in knowing we are not alone. And so just want to let you know that you are truly not alone in the midst of things that you are going through. And you also need to take it one day at a time and don't worry, right? You say, hey, I've been holding on to this thing for quite some time. How can you tell me to take one day at a time? I've been trying to do just that. I hear you loud and clear. But listen, I definitely want you to tap into your resources and definitely to get the help that's needed. It's truly fine to, you know, engage in your Bible and apply the scriptures to your life. But sometimes it goes far beyond the help that we need physically. And God is forever with us. He's forever with us in our heart and in our mind as well as in our soul. And sometimes our soul is just not sitting right. And sometimes we need to hash out the things that's going on inside of us and allow someone else to help us to put some things in perspective. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its own troubles of its own. So try living more in the present moment, right? Sometimes we find that really, really hard to really live in the present because we're allowing our future to climb up against us and to knock us down and to have all of these things. And so we want to take opportunity to realize that the only thing we know for certain in the moment we are in. No one knows how many days we have on earth. Only God does. And so getting the keys back is super important so that you can try changing your mindset by asking yourself this question in the morning. If today were my last day on earth, how would I change my day? Sometimes we got to change our hard drive, our trajectory of what it is that we want, not what it is that, you know, what the world perceives and the world puts on us and the things of that nature, but how would I change my day on today? And that's super important. Sometimes we got to shift the atmosphere of what it is. Sometimes we got to get out of our comfort zone and do some things, right? We have allowed people to cage the bird. And now it's time for that bird to tweet and sing. Tweet and sing his new or her new journey that, you know, has already been promised to you, right? And so trying to change your mindset by asking yourself those questions, trying to incorporate those thoughts and ideas into your day. Stay focused on what's needed to be done today. And so sometimes you may hear that chime that you just heard of just saying, why didn't I think of that, right? Why didn't I think of that? Sometimes we don't think of things because our mind is so clogged and boggled with things that have angered us, things that has not put us in a place that we want to show compassion because we felt that those that have victimized us have not showed us compassion. And we just can't seem to let ourselves go from that way of thinking, right? And so I want to encourage you on today that you are truly not alone. You are truly not alone. And to definitely begin to journal, tracking your days and helping you observe any of your patterns. Keep a daily journal of what's happening in your world, how many hours you sleep, how many hours are you taking time to, you know, remember that you need to eat. The amount of exercise is super important. How are you feeling, right? And that's a question too that so many people don't ask others. And when they do, many of us, we have that instant reciprocating of, I'm okay. And so it's okay, as I stated in the beginning, it's okay to not to be okay. And so, you know, seeking that counseling is super important. It doesn't always require your pastor or your bishop or also an apostle, right? Because everyone has their different scope of practice. And so just because they're the pastor, yes, I honestly want to put this disclaimer out there. They go through a lot. They have a lot that's on their plate as well. Yes, they're there to be there for the spiritual aspect, but they may not be a counselor that can help you in a situation that's going through. And so don't feel dismay if they point you in a different direction that you can get the proper help and the aid that's needed. Now, if that is their practice, then yes, they're a great person to definitely talk to and confide in. And maybe they can also help you with resources that can definitely point you in the right direction. And so even when your loved ones begin to help, you know, don't put a wall up, right? You've been seeking, you've been crying out for help, and it's absolutely fine to want to get the help. But we have to be open and honest with the process. Trust the process, right? And so letting people help you is something that is super important. This is no shame in asking for help. That's what happened with family and friends, right? They share the load. They share the load. And so I know that it may be such a sensitive, sore topic or whatever that you may be going through, but find that person that you can confide in, that you can talk to, that can be there, that be that support system that can help you to journey throughout this part in your journey, right? And so you got to set boundaries. Setting boundaries makes us responsible for our own feelings, choices, our thoughts, our actions, as well as our desire to propel forward. It is also lets us and those around us know that we are not responsible for. And so setting those boundaries, rather good boundaries or bad boundaries, of letting people know that it's just certain things that I'm just going to not allow to happen in my space because I have control. I have the keys. But we also want to do it as we went back to 1 Corinthians in love, right? We want to do it in love. And sometimes, you know, people don't know all the details of the things and they don't need to, so to say, but just the knowing that you need help to get you from this stuck point of where you have stopped at due to your trauma. And so it's okay to say no to certain things. There is no quicker way to resent than saying no to everyone and everything, living an overwhelmed life and not living the life that God wants you to. And so even in the midst, this can be very, very stressful to, you know, kind of sort of relive back through trauma that you have gone through, things that have happened. And sometimes, you know, just saying, you know, no for today or no for the moment, that I just need a moment, right? And do it in love. Even sometimes when we feel that those that maybe the person that we're talking to and you're trying to get closure so that you can move on from where you are is not being mean because you've been angered for so long, right? And so I want you to definitely to take the time and to express yourself, get your point across and just let them know how you were feeling at that time, but do it in a way that's going to help you to get to where you need to be, right? Sometimes people may have forgotten or just don't even remember or know that they have hurt you in that way. And if it's something that they did to you physically and knowing that they have done it, then yes, talking to someone is definitely important. So storms in life can be good for us. Sometimes hard times in life can help us grow as a person, grow as our character, grow in our wisdom, grow in our compassion, and grow in our faith in the Lord, right? And the reason that we share our stories and our journeys through life for those of us that have come to that point that we feel comfortable and open to share is the fact that you never know who you could be blessing in the midst of their storm, of letting them see that, hey, there is a golden light at the end of the tunnel, of that this end of the tunnel has helped you. I'm sure that some kind of way of allowing them to see that there is still hope, even in the midst of their dark place. And so reaching back and also sharing your story and helping someone else to propel forward. Always allow yourself time to grieve your loss. Just don't stay stuck there. And so that's the main important piece that I definitely wanted to share, is don't stay stuck in the grief. And grief doesn't always come from the loss of someone. Sometimes we can be alive, but yet so dead inside. I don't know who can agree or can attest to that, but sometimes we can be alive and can have warm blood running through our veins, but yet still feel grief and that we're lost and that we're a dead cell that's going on, or dry bones, as the Bible states, as those dry bones. And so it's okay, right? And don't let anyone rush you to grieve your loss, feel sad. It's okay. Just don't get stuck there. Make sure you're taking steps to move forward. It is super important to move forward, right? Having that accountability partner that's going to get you to open up those shades, to get you out a little bit more in public, right? To whatever it is that's going to take it to happen for you, right? And so a third party perspective is a good thing. It's really a good thing. So sometimes a counselor may compare a situation to that of a friend or a family member or loved one, just trying to get you see that you're not the only one that has gone through this, that they also know someone. And so would I want my loved one to go through this of what I'm going through? Absolutely not, I'm sure. And what advice would you give a friend? And so the advice that I'm giving you today is definitely to hold tight to your Bibles, right? Because it's a basic instruction here. But you also want to definitely get some counseling that can help you to navigate from where you are, right? Because sometimes even with a GPS, it may say rerouting. Sometimes it just may not get the frequency of the Wi-Fi that it needs to give you the instructions of which way to go. But when you plug in the source and get into the right source of what it is that you need to definitely to propel forward, it's going to definitely help you to open up some things, right? Maybe have you to forgive and forget. Maybe not so to say forget, but definitely to forgive in the midst of some of the things that you may have endured over the years of the trauma and things that we may have gone through. But, you know, of the not forgetting part, it definitely helps to let you know that I'm not who I used to be and I'm loving who I'm becoming, right? So Jesus should be the first one you turn to, right? Pray. At times it may seem like God is absent, but he is truly not. Trust me, he's truly not. We can be so easily deceived, especially while we are in pain. And so make a daily prayer and a Bible reading time a high priority in your life. The closer you walk with Jesus, the more healing and wisdom he will definitely give you. And I truly, truly believe he will send the right people that he will help to direct your path with to help you to deal with the different things that goes on in your life. And so my name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Remember, be anxious for nothing, but in nothing, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses and comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. And that's Philippians 4:6-7. Listen, be blessed. And also take the time to follow me over on social media at Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page, as well as on Instagram. So dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to just touch that person, Lord God, with a heavy grieving heart on tonight, Lord God. Touch them in a way that you'll give them the peace that will pass all understanding, Lord God, that you will send the right people in their life, Lord God, that will help them, and that they will accept the resources, Lord God, to help them to propel forward from where they are stuck, Lord God. Whether they are a pastor, Lord God, whether they are a minister, Lord God, whether it's a child, Lord God, whether it's your sister or your brother, Lord God, continue to wrap your arms around them, Lord God, and give the right things that they will say, Lord God, that will help them to propel forward in the midst of what they're grieving from, Lord God. Lord, let them know that they are not alone in the midst of all the things that are going on in their mindset, Lord God. Let them know that they are more than a conqueror, Lord God, and that they are loved. And they have loved ones out there that love them to the core and to the ends of the earth, Lord God. And let them know that you may sit high and you may look low, Lord God, but you are forever with them, and that your rod and your staff will comfort them in all the days of their lives, Lord God. Lord, you rest their mind on tonight, Lord God, as they lay their head down to rest, Lord God. Lord, you allow them to wake up in peace, Lord God. Allow them to have a new perspective on life, Lord God, to let them know that with you, they can live and live life in abundance, Lord God. And Lord, you give them the desires of their heart, Lord God, to have joy and peace and happiness, Lord God, that joy that passes all understanding in the midst of the things that they're going through, Lord God. And Lord, you touch those that have harmed them, Lord God, for you said you will make our enemy our footstool, Lord God. You continue to touch them and to let them know, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. But sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
So, amen. Now when we pray, we want
going to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
This is my exodus.
Yeah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.